It's time for Calling All Sports with Mark Ovenden and Mike Henriksen. Calling All Sports is brought to you by Arby's, Lewis Drug, Great Life Golf and Fitness, Midco Sportsnet, Fireplace Pros, Overhead Door, Sanford Health, Dakota Bank, and Corey and the Fireflies.
And welcome. It is a Thursday edition of Calling All Sports. Mark Ovenden is off spending time with the family, and Jason Andera from Midco Sports Network is in. Jason, thanks so much for doing this.
It's a lot of fun, and you know what? I've been coming downtown here to do these shows, and I don't get to be downtown very much anymore. So the last couple times I've walked through, and you know, I need to spend more time in downtown Sioux Falls. It's a great place to be.
Well, you used to work downtown.
Yeah, right across the street.
Yeah. So it's I imagine that would be unique.
It changes a lot.
Oh boy, has it. Yeah. That's crazy. Eric Thorstenson was good enough to co-host yesterday and the day before. I know you and Thor go way back.
Yes, he's one of those guys who, you know, he doesn't just text me or send me a tag on social media. He'll give me a call and we'll have a 30-minute conversation. Love those kind of guys. And we go way back. He kind of got me into this industry.
Really. I was going to say, he basically, he had a big role
in it. You bet he did. You bet. I owe a lot to Eric. He's one of those guys who I will appreciate for a long time.
Yeah, no question about it. We've got a great show lined up. Doug Johnson will join us from Huset's. And next up, we have one of our favorite guys, Tyler Merriam, joins us, the voice of the Jackrabbits. Tyler, how are you?
I'm doing fine, gentlemen. How are you?
I'm good. Jason, Tyler, you guys know each other.
Yes. Okay. We've seen each other many times across the sports landscape in South Dakota. How are you doing, Tyler?
Doing well, Andy. Doing well, my man.
All right. Well, listen, how's the summer going? We'll get to the other stuff eventually, but how's the summer going?
Well, hey, anybody that's listened to you and I on this, Henriksen, knows we have no path. You know, we're off the cart path from the initial tee shot, just like my golf game. But no, things are good. We're coming up, believe it or not, here on the end of summer. I mean, we've got exhibition soccer here in Brookings in less than a month, so making plans for that, fall media day, and then we'll have volleyball and cross country and football and all these other things. So this is kind of the final calm before the storm, if you will, right around now.
Absolutely. Tyler Merriam joins us. And how is Jackrabbit Joe enjoying his summer?
He's enjoying it rather well. He loves swimming lessons, and so he loves to be in the water. He's a little fish. Where I tend to sink, he's trying to swim, and so he's enjoying that. And he's having a good time, and we're good as a family. Always appreciate you asking. But like everything, you'd think one of these years I would remember that summer goes by really fast. We're always so excited to get there, and then in the blink of an eye, we're in mid-July, and it's where in the heck did all this time go?
Yeah, it's interesting with us sports people. We have a little bit of a work-life balance issue, but I feel like summer you get just enough of a recharge, and then you're just excited to go back for fall. Is that how it is with you, Tyler?
Yeah, certainly there's some of that. I think you're right. I think, too, you know, it's, as I always put it, and every job is different, but there's so much traveling with my side of it with the multiple sports and getting to go and follow them that during the week in November and in January and in March, if I'm around, there's not a lot of time for me to prep dinner or to try to do other things to make my wife's job a little easier. I jokingly refer to her as a single mom more often than not. So June, July, and August, I do everything I can to take Joe where he needs to in the morning, pick him up at the end of the day. You know, if we're not buying dinner from somewhere, you know, make it myself just to try to feel like I'm involved in this process 3 months out of the year.
Absolutely. And that does get easier, though. I can tell both of you. You know, once the kids grow up and stuff, it does get worlds easier. Trust me. So,
that's great. In 11 years, Mike, I look forward to that. So thanks.
I know.
Well, I did the crazy thing. We had a kid about 10 years after in between, so we're still going through that same cycle. It might be more than 11 years.
Though. Yeah, I didn't say it would be easy.
No. We still got a little time. It's fun, though.
Yeah. Tyler Merriam joins us. Tyler, in your job, that's one of the things that people don't see. They hear you on Saturday afternoons at the ball game. They don't understand, though, that especially now, and I'm guessing probably maybe another week or so, depending on your timetable. You are putting together, as you said, those background plans. You're making the travel arrangements. You're figuring out who needs to be where with what equipment, et cetera. This is a downtime, but even then it's not a downtime.
No, it's like anything. I mean, there's different things that come up. I always say this is the time of year we do the things that are non-time sensitive, because as you guys will understand, you can't prep for a football game the first week in November right now because you don't know who's going to be healthy. You don't know what their stats are going to be. And let's not even get into the whole COVID-19 deal and what may or may not be affected here in the next 3 months by that.
Right.
You can't do some of those things. But, yes, you can plan out travel schedules. You can put together segments, again, that are not time sensitive, you know, whether it's halftime features on a former student athlete or we are planning, and this year it's unique for FDSU, we typically do a Hall of Fame ceremony for a number of our former student athletes every fall. We're actually doing two ceremonies this year to catch up on the one we missed last year. So there's a little additional planning for that and little things, you know, upgrading graphical looks for our website presentation and for our video board and some of those things that you don't want to do that a week before the season starts or when you're trying to do football games and wrestling matches and basketball games. It's hard to do that, but you can get it done in June and July because you don't have as many things that are pressing as far as events are concerned.
And you have to have those features in your hip pocket just in case there's a lightning delay at a football game.
I know nothing of what you speak like. I have no idea. But, you know, in all seriousness, it's humorous. I have had countless people reach out to me, whether I bump into them on the street, whether they've emailed me, whether they've talked to somebody who's related to me about the national championship game. And not one person has said, you know what, that description you had of that touchdown run, or on 3rd and 3, the way you broke down that 5-yard run was amazing. Nobody says a word about that. It's all about, how'd you guys fill all that time? How are you? And so it's remarkable, and that goes back to what we always say. People remember the things that stick with them, the emotional attachment to it. It's when you're horsing around and say something dumb that tickles people the right way or things like that delay. That's what sticks with people more so than a vivid description of a touchdown run, even though I'm much more concerned about how I describe the touchdown run than I am the things that we're horsing around on.
Right.
That seems like just yesterday, Tyler, and it kind of was. The football season was just yesterday. We've never had football season so close together. There's got to be some changes, some different ways to approach the season this year versus a normal season, isn't it?
It's going to be unique. And the thing that I've said countless times, and I'll say it again here, we need to get through this year to see what sort of an impact playing in the spring had. Is it something where SDSU makes another deep run into the postseason and says, hey, it was because of all the additional time with the deep run of success the Jacks had into May that set the course for this? Or is it the flip side where you say, hey, these teams have had deep runs because they turn around and play 3 months later, they're out of gas, they're wore down, and they struggle down the stretch. I think we have to see how that goes because we just don't know. There's no barometer on this. It's never been done, like you guys said. So until we do it, it's hard to get a feel for it. Probably the strangest thing in all honesty, Jason, is as you're prepping, doing, for instance, the preseason all-conference polls, and you're used to seeing, okay, this team lost 6 offensive starters and 5 defensive starters. And everybody's got 10 offensive starters and 11 defensive starters back. You know, nobody loses anybody because of the COVID year of additional eligibility. It's just really strange.
Tyler Merriam joins us, the voice of the Jackrabbits, with Jason Andera. I'm Mike Henriksen. All right, Tyler, I want to go back to the Hall of Fame thing because this is very interesting to me, the way that various groups are handling theirs. Because of that year lost, and I know in the case of a board that we're also on, the South Dakota Sports Hall of Fame, we actually lost two because we got blizzarded out 3 years ago. So what was the process or the basic decision behind having two of them for the SDSU classes?
before I get to that, Mike, let me just say I've been on the South Dakota Sports Hall of Fame Committee 2.5 years and still haven't had a banquet.
Good point.
It's a lot of work.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm the, you know, I'm like the Sports Illustrated cover jinx. You know, I'm the one that brought all this. But as far as what we did, and one neat thing that came of it, Mike, was in the past, we've always just put out a press release. Here are the individuals who have been elected into the Hall of Fame, and then we put together, as most places do, a little video montage of each one of them that gets played the day they are inducted. And then after their induction, we put the whole thing on our websites, on our social media, of here's the video for them, here's their speech. Well, we couldn't obviously do a traditional banquet last year, so we decided to change it up a little bit, and I actually did Zoom interviews with all of the inductees, and we put that out with each honoree, and we kind of separated out the announcement of it. Instead of putting one big release out, we once every couple days said this person got in, and that went over really well. It was fun to have conversations with those people, some of which I've known for years, some of which I was really getting to know for the first time, and that was a very positive response. So we're going to do that again this year with the unveiling of it, rather than announce everybody at the beginning, kind of do it one at a time and give them each their moment before the banquet. But as far as the banquet is concerned and that discussion, it was just, we didn't want to do a huge banquet on a football Saturday where it's a 2-3 hour affair before a football game.
Right.
You know, you want to be sensitive to everybody's time. And certainly we had individuals who've been waiting a long time to officially get their plaque, to officially go in. And we're in the process of contacting those individuals who will be enshrined in what we're calling the 2021 class. So the 2020 class will be honored in a typical ceremony in September before one of our first football games. Then we'll come back in November before one of our last football games, and we'll do the 2021 class. And so it was just, rather than do a big long one, which certainly was an idea that was discussed, it was let's give the 2020 class their due, let's give the 2021 class its due as well, and separate those out. And you know, we've got the resources, the availability to do it, so let's give them each their moment in the sun.
Yeah, that's very cool. Yeah, the South Dakota Baseball Hall of Fame is actually doing something similar. Last year's crew is going in August up in Redfield, and I may have these flip-flopped, but then the other one, the 2021 class, will be in November, which I think is in Salem. Which, and again, that's nice to give each of those, you know, folks their due time.
And the other thing, too, Mike, there isn't a right or a wrong way
right,
to do
exactly.
this. I mean, obviously, there's a bunch of different routes you can go with it. And you know, some obviously do televised procedures, some do stream procedures, some don't actually display the ceremonies. You have to be in person. I mean, there's all sorts of different ways to do it. But this is, we hope, the biggest bang for everybody's buck, for lack of a horrible analogy, just to give everybody their due. And so we're going to do two separate events.
Yeah, by the way, on a side note, don't you think Jason would be a great addition to the South Dakota Sports Hall of Fame Committee?
Well, if he can get us an actual banquet in person back, since I've ruined it for us, I mean, I'm all in.
Reverse the jinx. Reverse the jinx.
There you go.
That's what I'm
going to
do.
There you go.
Not to put public pressure on you or anything, you know.
Yeah, that's come up before.
It has.
Yeah.
Not on the air.
No, but definitely gives me
Jason,
something to think about.
Jason, while we're at not putting pressure on you, who is your favorite play-by-play commentator, and why am I?
Well, it is. It is Tyler Merriman.
Well,
and
wow.
even though I'm a USD grad, no, I'm just kidding. We've got a couple at work that I like too.
Yeah.
Yes, and you've got some fine talents down there as well. Yeah.
Tyler Merriman joins us, the voice of the Jackrabbits, Jason Andera from Midco Sports Network, and co-hosting for Mark. I'm Mike Henriksen. All right. Hey, I'm pretty proud of us. We've gone 12 minutes into this conversation. with the guy from SDSU, and nobody's asked who's going to be the starting quarterback this year.
Do you guys have eligibility? I mean, at this point, all hands on deck. Nothing's official at this point, certainly. They're going to try to figure things out. I think at this point, the two leaders in the clubhouse are, of course, Keaton Heidi, a young man who has had the opportunity to start some big games for SDSU in the past, and then came in the national championship game and really played well. You know, did he play as well as he would like? No, he's the first to admit that. But then people forget he had 3 or 4 balls he put right on the money that didn't get caught, whether it's because of the slippery football with the rain or whatnot. He played pretty well. He'd like to have a couple of throws back, but he played pretty darn well. And, of course, with 5 minutes left, you're ahead in the national championship. It's hard to ask much more of a quarterback than that. And he's got a lot of knowledge of the system, so he brings a lot to the table. And then everybody's aware of Chris Oladokun, who's come into South Dakota State as a transfer, and a young man who's been at an FBS program that was ranked in the top 25 for a time, and certainly understands the landscape of how everything works from an FCS and FBS level, having played both. And he's a run-pass, dual-threat quarterback. So those two on paper are the two guys that everybody's kind of looking at, and knowing that, again, you really only lose one starter on each side of the ball, and that one starter being quarterback because of the injury to Gronowski, there's a lot of focus on that. So it'll be interesting how fall camp goes. I know that offensive coordinator Jason Eck and head coach John Stiglmeyer are certainly taking the approach that this is going to be an open competition and see how things go. I know that Oladokun has fit in very well to this point, and certainly Heidi already is a good fit. And as we've learned, you can never have too many quality quarterbacks. So nice problems to have, but at this point, I think your guess would be as good as mine as to which one actually ends up taking the initial snap out in Colorado State.
Yeah, I don't think this would be as hot of a topic if there wasn't so many expectations coming into the season, and the one position you have a question mark is the one where you have the quarterback against the ball every play.
Well, and the other part too, obviously, fair or foul, right or wrong, there's just not a lot of controversy over who your right tackle is going to be.
Right,
people just don't
right.
talk about that much. Whether they should or shouldn't, that's a different discussion. It just doesn't garner the attention. And it's not just, hey, you lost your quarterback to graduation. This is a kid who suffered a serious, unfortunate injury, who everybody believed was, and still do, if he can come back from it, is poised for an unbelievable career and had led SDSU to new heights. And so I think with all that mixed in and the quick turnaround, you know, that's the other part too. If this is a traditional year and he does that in January, who knows with how fast some kids come back, maybe he's in the discussion in September, but certainly he's not this quick of a turnaround. And so that obviously adds to the intrigue and certainly to all of the discussion and all the coffee table talk on the Wednesday morning groups as well.
Tyler Merriam joins us on Calling All Sports. Tyler, I do have to ask, are you appreciating the feeling on campus this summer after what campus looked like last summer?
Well, I can be half of a smart aleck about it. I don't know what campus looked like last summer because I wasn't up here.
Right.
So yes, I am. I think we all are, you know, and I think that certainly we're paying attention to the news and paying attention to CDC guidelines and whatnot, and constantly worried of what might occur because we are getting more and more information about what the fall is going to look like. But some things still aren't finalized exactly as far as testing protocols and how this conference will handle it compared to that conference. Because, for instance, the Missouri Valley Football Conference can lay out its guidelines for how it will handle forfeits or non-forfeits or whatever. But if the Jacks are playing a football game at Colorado State, that's a different set of guidelines you follow.
Right.
And same thing with soccer going on the road and playing a non-conference. So you have all these things you're trying to juggle. And as we talked so much last year, our facilities and operations staff and the athletic trainers and the unbelievable things they had to do to go through all of this and make it so we could even have sporting events. So right now we're extremely optimistic. The plan is to have full capacity for athletic events, to have traditional on-campus learning here at SDSU. I know everybody's hopeful for that at other institutions as well. And so we're all gearing up for that. And if we have to, pull back a little bit on the brakes, we will. Hopefully we don't. But I think that's where we're at, is just trying to remind ourselves what normalcy is like, if that's even a phrase we could use right now, because there were some really fun things about the last 12 months in certain elements, but there were a lot of things that were disappointing, a lot of frustration, a lot of, in many people's, ways of life, agony. I mean, just some horrible things. And so if we can get back to full capacity, bring some enjoyment back to people. And the other thing too, it was fun calling football games. It was fun calling basketball games, but 700 people at Frost compared to 3,000, 4,000, or 5,000, or a couple thousand at Dana J. Dykhouse Stadium instead of, 18,000, 19,000 people. That's part of the fun, is the environment that you get home or away for exciting sporting events. And we've missed that, and really looking forward to getting back to that and making all those plans for that.
Well, Tyler, we always appreciate the time. Next time we chat, we'll chat about on-field stuff, and we look forward to it. In the meantime, enjoy what little downtime you have left and tell the family hello, all right?
Absolutely. Same to you guys. Always good to catch up, and take care, everybody.
All right. Thanks, Tyler. Tyler Merriam joining us here on Calling All Sports. Whoops. Where's my mouse? Here we go. And we're back with more right after this.
No one has a handbook for what we're living through today, which is why the experience you have access to makes all the difference in how you make it to tomorrow. For decades, Dakota Bank has worked with ag producers through industry, economic, and regional changes. We're committed to agriculture. We're committed to the producers and families that make our communities great. Go with commitment, experience, and integrity. Dakota Bank, banking, insurance, mortgage, and trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Insurance and trust not FDIC insured.
Spend more moments in the moment, not in pain, with orthopedics and sports medicine care from Sanford Health. Our team is here to help you overcome joint issues, athletic injuries, and anything else holding you back. Experience care available when you need it, treatment options that go beyond the expected, and a plan that is made just for you. So together, we can find your way forward. Learn more at sanfordhealth.org.
Penny Kleindienst is an interior designer. So when Eric and Becky Roskopf hired Simply Perfect to update their dream home, she knew where to turn. The experts at Fireplace Pros have a wide variety of heat and glow and heatilator fireplaces to choose from. And they hit a home run with a contemporary fireplace they chose together.
They always help me come up with the perfect fireplace that makes all the difference in the way a home looks and feels.
Our gas fireplaces and inserts from Heat and Glow and Heatilator are the best in the business. You can stop in and see the region's largest showroom or visit us on the web at fireplaceprofessionals.com and get a virtual tour. We have almost 100 Heat and Glow and Heatilator models on display and even more in stock. If you ever need advice, just call 339-0775 or better yet, stop in and see us. We're Fireplace Pros, 1217 West 41st Street, Sioux Falls. Just like Becky and Eric, you're going to love the way your home feels.
Sometimes life can punch you pretty hard. So when you finally get to crawl into your bed, you want, no, you need to sleep. Comfort King Mattress Factory will float you into deep, meaningful sleep. The kind of sleep that heals. No pressure on your organs, joints, or spine. And we do that with a mattress that no one else on earth can offer you. The material we use is called Float. It came out of a joint research project with NDSU Engineering Department. Float is an anti-gravity gel that reduces pressure points. The thing that makes it so amazing is it allows more airflow than any mattress material ever invented. And the spiral motion provides support as the load increases. And it is now available exclusively at Comfort King Mattress Factory. Come feel the difference that Float provides. This changes everything. Comfort King Mattress Factory, the exclusive source for Float anti-gravity gel.
Welcome back to Calling All Sports. Today's show is brought to you by Arby's, Lewis Drug, Great Life Golf and Fitness, Sanford Health, and Corey and the Fireflies.
Jason Andera joins us from Midco Sports Network. I'm Mike Henriksen. He's in for Marco, who is taking a little time off, hanging out with family. I've seen some of his pictures on social media this week.
I have not.
He's
anything to do with golf?
No. Wow. There hasn't been a single golf picture. Wow. It's all family, and yeah, it's been, not that they may not, you know, they may go out and play some golf.
Sure.
There's no question, but yeah, it's been great. So very nice that they can all get together like that. And by the way, if you are not a Great Life member, and Mark is the world's greatest Great Life member, go to joingreatlife.com because it's an unbelievable value, especially for families, because there were so many people I know that they wanted to, I'll give you a prime example. My buddy Dan, he had 11-year-old twins at the time, and Dan is a good golfer and wanted to introduce his kids to golf. He said he couldn't afford it.
Right.
You know, every time you go, you're handing out cash.
I feel like I'm cheating the system because I'm a Great Life member too, and me and my neighbors go and we'll take our kids and we'll walk at Baker Crossing or something, and I'm like, wow, we just did 4 hours worth of entertainment for feels like free.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Great,
yeah. And that's in Dan's case. Once Great Life came along, boom, he wasn't shelling out huge bucks, frankly, for something he didn't know if his kids were even going to enjoy.
Right.
That's
a good point.
Yeah. So to go out and play 4 or 5 holes, if that's what they have the patience for, that's awesome. And plus, you can, of course, get great values on all sorts of other businesses as well. Plus, don't forget, we've got our Lynx and Line and Kugel summer tour coming to a close. We're still playing at Fox Run in Yankton on August the 7th. And then Summer Skip Day, which is for anyone. You don't have to have played in any of the other tournaments. You can just play in Summer Skip Day. That is Friday, August 13th at the Madison Country Club. $50 gets you 18 holes, your cart, lunch, extra food from Willie over at Barbecue Heaven. He comes up and grills for us on the deck every year. It's wonderful. Plus, everybody will leave with a prize of some sort. So give the Madison Country Club a call. Get your tea time today.
Sinky's Garage Burgers and Brews wants to give back to our